Denver Cardiology Associates. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. For quality and training purposes, this call may be recorded. Please listen carefully to the following menu options as they have recently changed. If this is a doctor, doctor's office, or hospital calling, press 1. To schedule an office visit or diagnostic test, press 2. For test results, prescriptions refill, or to speak to a nurse, press 3. For patient billing or medical records, press 4. For fax numbers or directions to our office, press 5. For all other calls, press 6. To repeat these options, in order to expedite your call, please verify your 10-digit home telephone number. The number you are calling from is
970-235-0470.
If this is correct, please press 1. If you want to re-enter the call,
all representatives are assisting other callers. Please hold for the next available representative. Representatives are still assisting others. If you would like to leave a message for a return call, please press 1. Otherwise, please continue to hold.
Thank you for calling South Denver Cardiology. This is Michelle. How can I help you?
Hello. My name is Phil Rice, and I was in on Monday for an echo And I have a question. I'm kind of torn here. I don't know if this is going to be an easy question or a hard one. What I really need is help. Maybe a mentor might be the right way to ask my question. And so I'm not sure how to go about asking it. And I looked around trying to find where in the world I should turn to ask for help. I don't know if it's appropriate for me to start out with, for example, the person that did the echo or not. But, you know, it might be, but it might not. And I don't even know how to go about finding out. And I'm guessing that you're probably not the right person to ask, but I don't know how to go about finding out who the right person is. So you want to take a shot at trying to help me?
Yeah, what's your last name?
My last name is Rice, R-I-C-E.
And your date of birth?
4/25/53.
Okay, so we got that. Okay. And I'm sorry, did you say you wanted to get your results or you needed to schedule an appointment? I wanted to make sure I'm hearing this right. My computer's being weird today.
All right, so it sounds to me like you really didn't hear a word I said. I don't think either you weren't listening or it wasn't sinking in. I've got a difficult situation. It's completely different than what you said.
Okay,
I need help.
Sorry. Okay, well, I'm sorry. Explain to me one more time. We're having some issues with our system, so it's been weird this morning. So I apologize. Can you explain to me one more time so I can figure out who to get you to?
You weren't paying attention. So
I was,
this time you're going to pay attention.
Not what I said. Yes, I'm paying attention. We're having computer issues, and the sound was acting a little weird. So I'm sorry. I didn't get part of what you said.
All right. So you're having technical issues, and you weren't able to hear what I said. Is that it?
Yeah, I got the part of you saying you just had an echo, and then it took bits and pieces, and then I missed like part of the whole thing. That's why I'm like double checking. So I was guessing off of what I kind of
heard. Right. Right.
So
yeah. you have technical. Are you gonna? But is it gonna be any better this time?
It sounds like it's going better right now. It's been a weird on and off thing. So it sounds like it's good right now. So I want to try to see what I can, or let's see if we can get this going.
All right. So I need help. I've got a difficult situation. This is not your standard run-of-the-mill problem, I don't think. Maybe it is. It may require a little finesse. And again, I don't know. It has to do with my echo. And so if it winds up being a simple, easy problem, it may be as simple as just having me talk to maybe the person that did the echo and maybe the cardiologist. But if it's one of these awkward things, maybe if I talk to them, I'd be asking them to, you know, I'd be putting them in a difficult ethical situation, and I don't know if it would be or not. And if it is a difficult ethical thing, I'm not sure what the right way for me to go about doing that is. Maybe what I want to do is file a complaint, and I don't know who to talk to. It's probably not you, and it's certainly
not
you're having technical problems. You know, if I have to explain twice, you're only getting half of it, then this is a very difficult situation for me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, it's working fine right now. So I want to be able to help you and get you to who you need to.
So is there someone that's like a customer care person? That's that I'm supposed to talk to in situations like this? Should I just start with the person that did the echo and just see what they say? Maybe they'll just shrug their shoulders and say, oh yeah, it's no big deal. I'll be happy to make that change and we'll redo the report and it's no problem. Maybe they'll say that. I don't know. But if me asking them to change something and do the report is a problem, then maybe it will be a problem. I don't know. I don't know what the right thing to do is.
Well, and I want to definitely try to figure it out. So it was something that happened while you got your echo done with us?
So are you going to be the one that's going to try and decide here? Are you going to be the
trying to figure out who I need to get
is?
You to.
Who are you? Tell me
I'm a scheduler. I'm a scheduler.
A scheduler.
Yes.
So
I transfer patients to where they need to go. I'm just trying to figure out where I need to get you transferred to.
Transfer me to the right person to make this call. Don't let me tell you what the problem is and have you decide. Who's the right person I should tell my problem to?
Well, and that's what I'm trying to figure out. So I was asking, so it was something that happened while you got an echo done, correct?
It's an echo, yes.
Yes. Okay, that's why I was just double-checking, because we have different managers for each department, so I was just trying to figure out who would probably be the best person on that one. And that would be the one who runs our diagnostics department. So let me get his extension, and I can get you over to him, okay?
All right.
Okay, thank you.
And so what's your name?
It's Mishara.
Can you spell that, please?
Yeah, it's M-I-C-H-E-R-A. I'm sorry, I want to make sure I'm getting taken. I'm sorry that, you know, you had to repeat part of it and everything. I can't help that I couldn't hear part of what you were saying, so I do apologize about that.
Do you have an extension?
I don't, we don't give our extensions out. We're not allowed to.
So
if we get disconnected for any reason, I will give you a call.
You keep interrupting me. Will you stop doing that, please? So there's no way for me to get back to you if I need to. Is that right?
You can ask for me when you call back in. That would be perfectly fine with me. I have no problem with that. You just ask for my name, and they'll get you right over to me. And then I also have your information, too. Oh, sorry.
So the way for me to get back to you would be to ask whoever it is that I'm talking to, can you transfer me to Mishara? And they're going to know right away how to do that, and I'll say, sure, I'll transfer you to Mishara. Is that what you're thinking?
Yep, that's how it works. And there's only one person with my name on it, so they'll know it's me. I have that unique name, so they won't mix up with someone else.
So you're laughing, and Mishara, let me tell you, I'm not laughing. I don't think it's funny at all. But I have no choice here. All I can do is just say, okay, sure, fine. So let's go. Why don't you transfer me to whoever it is that you think is the best person for me to talk to?
Okay. Yeah, just give me a moment. I got to find his extension. So one moment, please. I'm going to put you on hold while I look, okay?
Right. You're probably not going to tell me his extension either, will you?
Like I said, we're not allowed to give out our extensions. We're not allowed to do that.
Right.
So
right.
Will
you tell me his name?
His name is Justin. But can you give me a moment? I was going to tell you all of this and everything when I do it. I just need to get his extension.
But
I'm trying to do everything I can to help you out.
Right, but will you tell me now and then look? You want to look and then tell me. I want you to tell me now and then. Will you do that?
I already mentioned his name. His name is Justin.
Justin what?
I don't know his last name. I only know his first name.
What department? What department?
He is our diagnostic manager. I'm going to get his extension. I'm going to see if he's available, and I will get you to him. If he is available.
Manager.
I don't know his schedule. I'm trying to get you over to the right place.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead. Do what you need to do. I understand
you.
Now. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Philip, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so I talked to Justin. I gave him your information. He is in the middle of something, so he says that he's going to call you back this morning before lunch. Like, I made sure to ask him and everything of, like, when he would be calling you back, and he said it would be this morning before lunchtime, which our lunchtime, I believe, is around, like, 12.
All right. Do you have a phone number that you can give me where I can call him?
I don't. It's just our main line kind of a thing. We don't give out the extensions or anything. It's just our main line that
right.
kind of connects
so
the company.
I can't call him, but he promised you he was going to call me before lunch.
Yes. He promised and everything. I made sure to ask him, like, They usually, I'm like, I know he's going to ask of a time frame. I want to make sure and everything. And he said that, yes, he's going to call you before lunch. And I'm sending him your information and everything. So he has it. Yeah, I even tried, seeing if there's a way he still could, but guess what he's working or what he's doing and everything. He can't stop what he's doing right now. So I even tried to kind of see, like,
I get it. You're doing the best you can.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wish I could do more. I want to be able to do more.
if you would just stop laughing, that would be good. Let's hang up and call it good. So thanks for doing the best you can. I appreciate it.
And I'm not laughing at you. I laugh when I'm nervous about a situation. It's not.
Okay. Let's just end this call right now. Like I said, thanks for doing the best you can. I know you're trying. And so I thank you for that.
You're welcome. And if he doesn't call you back before lunch, call me.
Yeah. Pardon me for saying, I think that's kind of a joke. You won't tell me your name.
I did tell you my name.
You tell me half your name, and you won't tell me your extension. And you say, call me. And if you knew what I went through to get you on the phone in the first place, it's no small thing to call you. I was on hold for a very long time, and maybe if I call this number and wait on hold for a very long time, I'd wind up speaking to you, and maybe I'd wind up speaking to somebody else, and maybe we'd get a good line and I could speak to them and they'd be able to understand what I was saying, and maybe they wind up only hearing half of what I said. And maybe when I said, I'd like to speak to Mishera, they'd say, oh, sure, I know who Mishera is, and I'll transfer you right away. I've been through this routine a number of times at other companies, other situations, and almost 100% of the time when I've done that, it's not worked. And so maybe this time it would work. It's really kind of unfair for me to think that it wouldn't work this time because it's never worked before. But I'm telling you, it's been my experience that it's never worked before. So when you tell me, if Justin, the diagnostics manager, doesn't call me before lunchtime, that I should call you back. Like I said, I appreciate that you're doing the best you can. I'm thinking that the chances of this thing working are not good. And so probably what I'm going to wind up doing is writing a letter and saying, I invested over 2 hours of my time making a phone call, and it was kind of a joke. The people that I talked to acted like they thought it would work, but it didn't. And so here's the letter. You're just going to have to react to what I'm saying in the letter, and we'll go from there.
He will call you back. I'm sorry. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
I get it. All you can do is you see the world through the lens of the way things look from where you are. But I wonder if you've ever called the number. It's 303-744-1065. Have you ever called that number?
Yes.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? All right. So
yeah, I
took my so you've had the experience. So congratulations. Mm-hmm. Very good. All right. So I can't say that you don't know what it's like. You do know what it's like. My experience today was I was on hold for a long time. I can't tell you exactly how long. What I can tell you is that I've been on the phone now for 25 minutes. That's what my phone says, 25 minutes and 9 seconds. And what I've accomplished is I've got somebody's going to call me back before lunch today. It's 10 o'clock now.
Justin's going to call you before lunch today.
Right. So sometime, presumably sometime in the next
He's going to. No, he is. I only say that because I've had experience with one of our old managers where they would forget. So I always just kind of like to cover my bases on that one. But Justin's always been really good about calling patients back. It's just my habit of, because of an old manager we used to have, where they would say they would, but then they would get so busy and they would forget and everything. That's where I get the habit of saying that. So it has nothing to do with Justin. He will call you back. It's more of the fact of an old supervisor where I began to have the habit of it.
All right. But all we're doing now is wasting my time, is the way I'm looking at it. This isn't doing me any good. So what I want to do is end this call. You're not helping me any. So I want to hang up and let's see if he calls. If he does, that'll be great. And if not, then, like I said, I'm going to go to plan B. All right?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.